VOA News. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake has rocked Indonesia's Lombok Island and the neighboring island of Bali. It happened Thursday, causing panic after Sunday's quake in the region killed more than 300 people. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Red Cross headquarters in Geneva that the International Federations of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is appealing for $9 million to help provide emergency aid to the 80,000 survivors of two previous earthquakes on Lombok.
Red Cross teams are still assessing the extent of the damage caused by the magnitude 7 earthquake that struck Indonesia's Lombok Island on Sunday. Red Cross Federation spokesman Matthew Cochran says some of the more remote areas of the island are cut off and have not yet been visited.
One of the interesting things coming in from our teams is the psychological toll of the earthquake. Teams speak of coming across ghost towns of villages that have been essentially abandoned. People have left their homes. They're fearful of living, of staying inside, or perhaps fearful of another major earthquake and a possible tsunami.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 347 people have died in the quakes. Officials expect the death toll to rise. Airstrikes blamed on a Saudi-led coalition fighting Shiite rebels in Yemen hit a busy market and a bus on Thursday in the country's north, killing at least 20 people, including children. Yemeni tribal leaders said as many as 35 people were wounded in the attacks. At least 20 people have been killed in southern India this week by floods caused by rain that began May 29th. So far, the flooding has taken 175 lives. And a rescue boat carrying 87 African migrants who were saved in the Mediterranean Sea has docked at a port in Spain. This is VOA News.